You just approve the prompt on your phone and enter your Stanbic PIN. No cash, no card, no drama. Stanpay works wherever you shop. It's quick, safe, and 100% digital. Cardless, cashless, seamless. Activate your mobile banking to enjoy Stanpay by Stanbic at all Konse pay points.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
The time is 8 hours. The main news bulletin is up next.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You need a bigger space to grow your business.
You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solutions, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
Good morning. The headlines. Nearly 1,000 hectares contaminated by mining waste in Chambishi. And Atan abuse among Kabwe school children raises serious health and education concerns. And in Global News, Trump says U.S. will not lift Hormuz blockade until deal made with Iran. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Senior agroecologist Samuel Sakanya says an independent survey has revealed that nearly 1,000 hectares of land in Chambishi on the Copper Belt have been contaminated by waste from mining activities, raising serious concerns over the impact on farming and community livelihoods. Mr. Sakanya says the findings highlight growing concerns over the long-term sustainability of ecosystems in Chambishi and surrounding areas, describing the situation as a result of negligence and weak enforcement of environmental regulations. He has expressed concern over the lack of compensation for residents of Lukoshi in Chambishi, whose gardens have been severely affected by industrial waste, warning that continued inaction could escalate into a broader social and economic crisis. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Sakanya notes that the situation stems from limited adherence to prescribed environmental and social safeguards. Mr. Sakanya further observes that poor coordination among regulatory institutions has contributed to recurring environmental challenges, with communities bearing the consequences of weak compliance, and has called for enhanced oversight and monitoring mechanisms to strengthen compliance and protect affected communities.
There is so much, neglect, less compliance with the various environmental, social, and other things that are actually prescribed by the statutory agents. And if that is the case, then we might be asking, then how do we get to resolve such issues in real time? Because whenever we wait for them, or whenever we are subjected to these awkward processes, we end up with taking so long that by the time the victim gets relief, others would have been out of the system, others would have become desperately upset, they wouldn't want to proceed, others would have been frustrated.
The Zambia Civic Education Association has expressed concern over the growing abuse of Atan, a controlled drug prescribed for mental health conditions, among learners in Kabwe. In an interview with Phoenix News, Central Province Project Officer Charles Mono says investigations by the organization have revealed that pupils are dissolving the tablets in drinks and sharing them in groups, a method that often goes unnoticed by both teachers and parents. Mr. Mono explained that Atan is legally dispensed through hospitals and pharmacies to patients with mental health conditions, but has now found its way into communities and schools. He has warned that the trend is beginning to affect learners' academic performance and poses a serious threat to their health as well as future, noting that young people are key to the country's development. Mr. Mono has called for urgent intervention from relevant stakeholders to curb the abuse of the drug.
They have gone to the extent that They are using this drug when they buy a drink. They are putting into that drink, and they are drinking it, using it in that way. Then their performance at school is now in question, and their future is in question, because we as the organization, we are raising tomorrow's leaders. But if this drug is rampant and children are abusing it in that way, maybe we may destroy the future. So all we are asking is that may the stakeholders come into action and see how we can arrest this problem which has fallen Kawe.
Meanwhile, a grade 12 pupil at Kalonga Secondary School has told Phoenix News that the drug is sold at as little as 5 kwacha per tablet, making it easily accessible to learners who then distribute it among their peers.
One of the most abused drugs among learners is Atan, a substance which is given to people who have with mental issues, or rather, mentally, people who are not mentally stable. This drug is used to control people who are not mentally stable. It is so unfortunate that this drug has found its way out of the hospital, or rather the pharmacy which they are found, which is supposed to be a controlled substance. This substance has found itself in many areas. One of them is Kamshanga, which is just located near my school.
Stakeholders have expressed concern over President Hakainde Hichilema's announcement that the Constituency Development Fund, the CDF, will increase to 9 billion kwacha in 2027, with some questioning its timing and effectiveness. The head of state recently said the proposed increase from about 6.24 billion kwacha to 9 billion is linked to the creation of new constituencies and forms part of government's broader decentralization agenda. However, Ndola-based clergyman Chilekwa Mulenga said government should first address ongoing challenges in the management of the fund, including delayed disbursements and alleged corruption. Reverend Mulenga warned that increasing allocations without resolving structural weaknesses could worsen inefficiencies and undermine the intended benefits for communities.
Saying, you know, CDF will be increased, you know, that is good to hear. But then when certain things are being done just before the elections, it raises some, you know, concern and suspicion. What needed to be done was, first of all, to work on the issues surrounding CDF before there can be further increments.
Meanwhile, Caritas Copperbelt coordinator Andrew Chimfwembe dismissed the announcement as political rhetoric, arguing that despite previous increases in CDF, the impact has not been significantly felt on the ground. Mr. Chimfwembe further expressed concern over the timing of the announcement, stating that it comes just months before the country heads to the polls.
Let it be, but what is important is what has been the experience of the people in as regarding CDF since 2021, from 1.6 to 36 to whichever amount. What has been the experience? Personally, I haven't seen anything tangible as regards to CDF. So if it will increase it to whatever, it's not worth keeping in mind that it will be done that way.
Financial analyst Yusuf Dodia has cautioned that over-regulation of the financial sector, particularly targeting money-lending businesses, may lead to an increase in unregistered lenders. Last week, the Ministry of Finance issued a public notice warning moneylenders against operating without a valid license, stating that doing so is an offence punishable by up to 30 years in prison. Speaking to Phoenix News, Mr. Dodia says while regulation is necessary, the process of conducting a money-lending business should be simplified to encourage compliance among operators. He says simplifying licensing requirements and procedures will help bring more lenders into the formal system rather than pushing them into illegal operations.